All right, well, good morning. I've got some handouts that I'm circulating around, so hopefully I have enough for everyone. So first off, I don't have anything to disclose. And today we're going to be talking about the burden of arthritis. We're going to talk about the benefits of physical activity for people with arthritis. And then I'm going to talk about some resources and some strategies to help people with arthritis become more physically active. Okay, so I thought I would start off first by doing a little bit of a quiz. So we're going to do this sort of a true or false, and you can just think to yourself, or you can raise your hand if you think any of these statements are true. Arthritis is only an older person's disease. Arthritis is a normal part of aging. Physical activity makes arthritis worse. Physical activity causes arthritis. And cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. All right, you guys are pretty good, so we'll go through the answers. So sometimes the facts about arthritis can be a little bit confusing or surprising, but you all, it sounds like you know a lot about arthritis already, that arthritis affects people of all ages. It even affects children. There are 300,000 kids that have arthritis. And half of all people that are under the age of 65 also have arthritis. And while it's true that the prevalence of arthritis increases with age, it is not a normal part of aging. Also, physical activity will not make arthritis worse. In fact, it's going to help arthritis a little bit. And also, moderate physical activity will not cause somebody to get arthritis. And then the last one is the most common question that we get about cracking the knuckles. It does not cause arthritis. So the impact of arthritis on our nation is really, it's huge. It affects 1 in 5 Americans, or 50 million adults, each and every day with pain, swelling, aching, and stiffness in and around the joints. And this number is expected to increase to 67 million by the year 2030. Arthritis robs 21 million Americans of their ability to do daily activities such as stooping, bending, kneeling, walking, and climbing a flight of stairs. And arthritis is also very costly. In 2003, it cost $128 billion. And finally, arthritis, there are a lot of people with multiple chronic conditions. So a lot of times arthritis doesn't just happen alone. So as you can see in this chart on the left-hand side, we have heart disease, diabetes, hypertension. Half of people that have heart disease, or half that have diabetes, half that have hypertension, also have arthritis. So these things do not occur alone. So who's at risk for arthritis? Well, there are risk factors that you can control. There are some things that you can't control. So things that you can't control are age, being female, your genetics, and then also past history of injuries. But things that you can control are your weight and avoiding injuries from sports or certain occupations. So now let's look at the link between physical activity and arthritis. There's a slogan that we say physical activity is the arthritis pain reliever. And it is one of the best non-drug treatment options for people with arthritis. So not only is physical activity safe for people with arthritis, but it also reduces pain, it delays or prevents disability, and it leads to better physical functioning, mood, and independence. But despite those facts, most people with arthritis are not physically active. So as you can see from this chart, almost half of people with arthritis get no leisure time physical activity at all. And so while we know that physical activity is an important treatment for people with arthritis and for people with other chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, the majority of these folks are not physically active. And we think that managing arthritis is really key to managing these other conditions as well, because if they're in pain and they can't exercise, then they're not going to be able to manage those conditions either. So what does all this have to do with environmental and policy change? Well, you all know that the environment that we live in often doesn't support healthy behaviors. And if healthy choices aren't available to us, it's really, really hard to make the healthy decision. And it's even worse, I think, for people with arthritis. Sorry about that. So, for example, In the neighborhood that I live in, I have about a mile walk to get to two grocery stores. But to get there, I have to cross a highway, a very busy highway. There's a crosswalk, there's a traffic light. I can hardly make it across the street without getting run over because I can't get across fast enough. And I don't have a mobility limitation. So how often do you think that I walk to the grocery store? Yeah, like never. So just imagine how hard it is for somebody that does have a mobility limitation when the environment around them does not support them. And that's why we decided we needed policy and environmental change to help change policies or the environments to make the easy choice or to make the healthy choice the easy choice. And so classic examples are sidewalks and banning smoking in restaurants and the soda ban in New York City. So just trying to help support healthy behaviors that can prevent chronic diseases. So the Arthritis Foundation, we focused on an approach that was specific to the unique needs of adults with arthritis, and we created our report called Environmental and Policy Strategies to Increase Physical Activity Among Adults with Arthritis. And I passed around the executive summary of that, so hopefully everybody got one. And our report focuses on making physical activity convenient and accessible for adults with arthritis. So for some background, the report was funded by a CDC cooperative agreement that we have, and we work very closely with our partners in the arthritis program at the CDC. And we brought together a number of experts, not only in arthritis, but also in physical activity and other sectors to help us review strategies from universal design and also from the National Physical Activity Plan. And then we developed our own strategies and recommendations that could assist people with arthritis to be more physically active. And the strategies in our report are, first, they're arthritis specific, and then they're also intended to supplement more comprehensive recommendations and laws such as those in the Americans with Disabilities Act. The target audience for our report are professionals in six sectors that have the potential to reach adults with arthritis and who play crucial roles in influencing and sustaining physical activity among adults with arthritis. So our panel of experts helped us identify the top priority strategy for each of the sectors. And you can find those priority strategies on the handout that I passed around. And as you review the priority strategies, I just want you to keep in mind that the full report includes explanations and examples of potential action steps that can be taken to implement each of the strategies. So this slide just lists the other three sectors and their top strategy. So after we finished our report, we launched it. We had a Capitol Hill briefing. It was met with a lot of enthusiasm. At the Arthritis Foundation, we have local offices throughout the country, and everyone seemed to be really excited. They thought this was great. But when it got down to it, they actually didn't know what to do with it. And they said, we don't actually know how to implement any of these strategies. We don't even know where to begin. So we began a process over the past year to create an implementation guide to not only help our local offices, but also to help our partners and other stakeholders. So when you all have some time, when you get home, I encourage you to visit our website. It's www.arthritis.org/physical-activity. And on this page, you can download the full report. You can see definitions for each of the sectors. You can find the listing of the top priorities. You can learn more about the importance of physical activity for people with arthritis, and then you can also access our implementation guide. So our implementation guide actually just went live late last week, so we're sort of in our soft launch phase. So if you do check it out and you notice anything wrong with it, let me know. We're going through a process now where we're trying to find links that don't work and that kind of thing. But we're really excited that it's out there and that it's live. It's loaded with a lot of information that's designed to assist people out in the different sectors to work independently and also to work with partners to translate the report's recommendations into specific and effective actions. It was also designed to engage a broad array of organizations such as you all. So the implementation guide includes sections on background and purpose, who should use the guide, and also how to use the guide. And so I just included a couple of screenshots here so that you could get a flavor of what the guide looks like. We have a list of all the different sectors. And then if you select a particular sector, This one is community and public health, and it has more in-depth information, such as making the case, like why is arthritis and physical activity important to this sector, what you can do, specific strategies and tools that you can use, and then we also have a one-page action brief that you can download as well. So now I'm going to focus a little bit on specific strategies and things that you all in this room can do to make physical activity more accessible and convenient for people with arthritis. So the first one is I just want to encourage everyone to get a copy of our report. You can access it online or you can contact me. I have thousands in my office. Would love to share them with anyone who's interested. And then you can identify whichever sector is most relevant to you, and you may work in more than one sector, and that's good and fine as well. And then identify some of the strategies that you think that you could implement or that you could get involved with. I also encourage you to contact your local Arthritis Foundation. We do have offices across the country, and they are ready to talk with partners and to explore ways that you can work together to implement some of the strategies. Just want to encourage everyone to engage in strategic partnerships, because as you all know, we can't do this alone. We really have to rely on working together, and we have to work within and also across sectors. So identify a partner that might be interested in working together with you. And in our implementation guide, we have an entire section on partnerships and how to build partnerships and who would make a good partner. So if you don't know where to start, you can go there and it'll give you some ideas and some tips on how to get started. You can also help us by increasing awareness about the role of physical activity for adults with arthritis. So arthritis, physical activity is good for people with arthritis. It is the arthritis pain reliever. So if you're out there, you're talking about physical activity, people always seem to forget about arthritis. They talk about how beneficial it is for people with diabetes and people with heart disease. Just make sure that you throw in arthritis as well. You could also offer an arthritis-friendly physical activity program. So if you're working in a facility such as a gym or a parks department, you could encourage the use of one of our programs. We do have a handful of evidence-based programs that are specific for people with arthritis. And then there's also, if you don't have one of these programs available, the CDC does have a list of criteria of things that would make a program arthritis-friendly. Additionally, you could ask fitness facilities in your community to provide low-impact activities and equipment. You could encourage joint use agreements with a mall or a school so that they can host walking groups. And you could also create a database or maintain a listing of physical activity programs or opportunities that people in your community can have. So for those of you that are working on a state plan, either for physical activity or for chronic disease, just wanted to encourage you to include arthritis in that plan and remind those working on the plans that addressing arthritis is key to addressing other chronic diseases that use physical activity as a treatment. You could also conduct a walkability audit to find out just how walkable the areas around you are. You'd be surprised at how many places that you think are walkable actually are not as walkable for somebody that has a mobility impairment. So just do an audit to look at where is the sidewalk and what condition is the sidewalk in, and is there a crosswalk and how maintained is it, that kind of thing. Also, you could ensure that sidewalks and benches are available where appropriate. So sometimes when people are out walking, they just need to sit down for a few minutes. You could also help by volunteering and help maintain sidewalks, because who wants to sit down on or to maintain benches, because who wants to sit down on a bench that is overwhelmed with weeds? You could work with transportation planners to utilize complete streets policies to build road networks that include safe walking environments to workplaces and other community venues such as parks. You can encourage the incorporation of active living principles into planning and zoning efforts and ensure that experts in the field of arthritis, aging, and physical activity are consulted. And also you can identify local businesses that have workplace wellness initiatives and ask them to include activities and programs that are appropriate for people with arthritis. And one thing that came out when we had met with our expert panel is that we should try to have companies have arthritis programs, but without making somebody disclose that they actually have arthritis. So that was just a glimpse of some of the important strategies that are outlined in our report. There are many more. I like to say there's something for everyone in our report. So our next steps are to do a more broad launch of our implementation guide. As I said, we're just sort of in our soft launch period. We're going to be doing a mini grant program early in 2014. Where we're going to be giving grants to community organizations. We're going to be giving 6 to 8 grants of $25,000 each to help us start implementing some of these strategies. We're also always looking for new partners, and we're looking to expand our current partnerships to champion the report's recommendations. And then we're also going to be tracking the number of recommendations that are inactive and then monitoring the federal figures on the numbers of people with arthritis that have activity limitations. So now to wrap things up, I just want you to think for a minute, what are your next steps going to be? What can you do to help make physical activity more convenient and accessible for people with arthritis? And just remember that moving forward requires us to be focused, dedicated, and that we really have to work together, and that you can help improve the lives of millions of people with arthritis. Thank you. Yeah, we actually have a good partnership with the National Recreation and Parks Association. We've just started a pilot program with them to get some of our physical activity programs, our walking program, and our land-based exercise program distributed out through the Parks Department. So that's just one place that we started. But yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Right. Sure. Sure. Right. So the webpage arthritis.org is a really robust webpage. So the specific page arthritis.org/physical activity, that was really not created for the person with arthritis. It was really created for partners like you all. But arthritis.org has a lot of information about physical activity and how to become more physically active. We have our local affiliates that could answer any questions. We have evidence-based programs that we do. So there are lots of information out there for somebody that wants to get started. We have a really great evidence-based walking program that really takes somebody from not being able to, you know, we have stories where somebody said, I can't even walk to my mailbox, and the next thing you know, they can walk 10 minutes, and then it's 15 minutes. So we do have success stories. So good question. Thank you.
One last burning question. If not, we have some time at the end as well for questions for the whole panel. So thank you very much.